Let me say this. I remember when I was at home and Daddy gave us a hoe. You know what a hoe is, don't you? I ain't talking about the other kind. I'm talking about I want to make sure I explain what I'm saying. None of you qualify, do you? But come on, let's go. He gave us a hoe to chop cotton. And those that's my age, you can relate to this because they don't even pick up one now. And they got all machine to do that stuff. It's a rare thing to pick up a hoe. And I would chop cotton. It made no sense to me walking out there in that hot sun, chopping that cotton, digging that grass. It didn't make a bit of sense to me. But at the end of the crop, it made sense. Why? Because we got the grass and other vegetation from around that plant so it could do what? And do what? And yield its fruit. It make no sense. You sitting up there. That don't make no sense to your mind. Oh, and you do it for about 3 seconds. Some get to 5. Some get up to a minute. Ain't doing it. That don't make no sense to me. But if you will yield and obey the scripture and begin to exercise your spirit man by praying in the Holy Ghost, he said, this is the way you build yourselves up on your most holy faith. How? Praying in the Holy Ghost. And then, you know, most churches, I guess I'm right, they shy away from these scriptures. They'll read the rest of them. Come on now. And so while I'm, go ahead and put up 1 Corinthians chapter 14. They stay away from these scriptures. But this is how you exercise your spirit man and allow your spirit to have access to the things of God. Allow your spirit to express himself. I won't say it again. And let your mind get renewed so it'll stop fighting with your spirit. And don't even mention about spending hours. There's so few people get to that place. Hours on hours praying in the Holy Ghost. So few. Boy, it's so quiet in this house this morning. Praise God. But look what it says. I mean, let's be real with the scriptures, okay? If he said, I'm building myself up on my most holy faith, I don't need nothing else to tell me. I'm believing God. He's not lying to me. He's telling me, and I do this, and then these things become real to me. I can't tell you how many things he put in the scripture that I read before that I don't know how he got them in there. You know, I read them. I found out everything. Then I read them again. When did he put that in there? But that's all right. He got it in there. Okay. He was in there all the time. I just didn't know. All right. Listen up. Moving right along. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue. See, folks go around it. And they hear the read the script and then go out and try to talk against God. And then they try to put it on somebody else. Now, God said it. If God said it, then it's true. And no use you trying to explain away and say tongue been done away with. No. You're just foolish. That's what it is. That's a foolish man talk against the word. For he that speaketh an unknown tongue does what? Speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Did you hear what it said? That the person that's speaking in an unknown tongue, that he's talking to God. Can't you understand that? He's not talking to you. And in your natural mind, you don't understand it. So what happened? He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. How be in the spirit, he speaketh what? Mystery or secrets. He speaketh what? Mystery. If I'm speaking a mystery, I'm speaking a secret. I ain't talking to everybody. You don't tell everybody your secret. Huh? Come on now. Don't shout me down when I get to preaching good. But verse 4 says what? He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. Now what did he say? He that speaketh in an unknown tongue what? Edify. What you mean? I build up myself. Who am I building up? Who am I? I, myself, me and myself, and I am a spirit. And I'm building my spirit up. I'm educating my spirit. I'm exercising my spirit. I'm giving my spirit a privilege of communing with God. Do you hear what I'm saying? Yes, sir. And is there any benefit communing with God? Yes, if there's benefit, why don't we do it more? Is God dumb? Is God broke? Is God confused? Does he know what's going on? If he know everything and he is the truth, why don't I want to talk to him?
You better preach, man.
He knows everything. Not something, not a few things. He knows everything. Everything there is to be known, he know it. He knows it. And my spirit is created in his image and after his likeness, so my spirit can receive what, who, and how. Receive God revelation knowledge. Know how to exercise his power and authority. Know when, how to release it and to what to release it to and against. So when I pray in an unknown tongue, verse 4 says what? I'm edifying myself. I'm building up myself. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 And then he said, but he that what?
Prophesies
edifies the church. That's why you don't see me up here talking in tongues now. I'm trying to edify you.
All right.
For you to be edified, to go and pray in some more tongues. Hello? Don't be afraid of spiritual things. You're born of God. Learn. Let the Spirit of God teach you. Jesus said, when I leave, I'm sending the promise of my Father. And on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came. And he sat upon each one. And I told you, and I'll tell it again. I was working with my cousin. They sure enough didn't believe in the Holy Ghost. And he kindly said, it fell on the 12. And I kindly said back to him, it was 120 in the house. And you tell me the house get full of smoke and only 12 get affected by it?
All right. Come on.
And you know, From that day to this day, he had never said anything to me about the Holy Ghost. He still holds his opinion and whatever he holds, but he never said, he never argued that subject with me again. Mm-hmm. And he may hear this CD, and that'll be good for him. I still love him. Because I'm not afraid of the truth. And I want to tell you something, I'm not afraid of you.
All right, come on.
I want to tell you something, I'm not afraid of the devil.
Come on.
Because he just told me who I am.